All right. Shalom, everyone. This is a Wednesday Bible study due to our curfew system in Long Beach. So me and Pastor Ben would not be able to be here tonight to have a Wednesday night Bible study. So we're posting a Wednesday Bible study at 11 o'clock California time, where it's 11:30 California time. And so we are posting this right now. We have quite a Bible study. I know the first and second was the 50-day count from Passover. Well, after the Shabbat to Passover is the first and second. Dr. Berry did a very interesting video, which I'm aware of that concept of the moon disappearing for different amount of days. I didn't know it was exactly 3.5 days, for different amount of days, and them not starting their calendar until the new moon appears. And some people think that that's just for Rosh Hashanah, but it's actually every month the moon disappears. Because it's a prophecy, you know? Because the moon is supposed to be married to the sun. The sun is married to the moon. This is in the story of Joseph. Because he tells Joseph, Joseph says, I saw the moon and the sun also bow down to me. Which then Joseph's dad says, are you saying that me and your mother are going to bow down to you? And so that's where you get the understanding that the moon was considered married to the sun. Yeah. And so every year the moon in that cycle disappears from the face of the earth, and then it reappears in the sky after a certain cycle. So I'm aware of that concept. And then when the moon reappears, they blow the great Rosh Hashanah trumpet to start the month or to start the new month. So I'm aware of that concept. I am hoping that anyone is right if you're talking about a rapture in 2020, and definitely a rapture during this wheat harvest, which has now just begun. So, we have to consider that Ruth got married after the wheat harvest, it says. But we'll understand some more things before we finish up today. I want to make sure that I pray. But before I pray us in for the Bible study, I want to thank, I'm going to read the name. That's what Pastor Ben, Pastor Ben is like the best, but I forgot my glasses, Pastor Ben. So I'm going to read the couple of cards that I got. This is from Mrs. Glazer, and it says Tana, and I think that's what it says, Tana Lee Glazer, and she's in Glendale, California. Wow, you are real close. I would love to meet you someday. God bless you. But, you know, if it's, she says, Pastor Sandy, all God's blessings to you. Keep on preaching God's truth and Jesus' return. A blink for his bride. Exciting times we are living in. Yes, we are. Watching Bible prophecy coming true in front of our eyes. See you in the air. Jesus loves you. Love, sister in Christ, Tana. God bless you, Tana. Thank you for your beautiful card, and I really do thank you. Wow. Amen. I told Drea what I'm going to do with the cards. I'm going to make like a big board, and then I'm going to frame it. And because I love all these cards that I get. And this was, did I show the card, Pastor Ben? It says, have a beautiful day. You get some of the most, you know, I'm one of those guys that if it's your birthday, I just go grab a card. Just say happy birthday. My wife, it takes her an hour to find a card and with the cards that I get, people, it seems like they take time to find the perfect card. They got my wife's thing going on. And then I got from the Young family in Florida, wonderful. I think I talked to them one night, and I want them to let me know if they're the family that I talked to. And it says, "Dear Pastor and Pastor Sandy and Pastor Ben, the short note is simply to say thank you for being faithful to teach the Word of God. You have been a great blessing to my wife and my sons and my sons and myself. We listen and we discuss your lessons with great anticipation, waiting for the rapture day to meet you in cloud party together. Thank you. Bob, Carol, and I think this Aaron and Rob Young. And P.S. One for you and one for Pastor Ben." I'm glad you said that, because you know I'm a big guy. And they sent us a Chick-fil-A cards. So I would just want to thank you, because now I got to keep it from my son, because he's like the Chick-fil-A monster in our house. So thank you so much, and God bless you. Before I pray in, I just want to say once again thank you to Robert Violet, who, and I'm wearing his watch today that he gave. I won't tell you how nice of a watch it is, but it's such a nice watch, I asked the Lord if I could take it with me, and I think I heard a resounding no. So, but it is a very nice watch. It is my new favorite watch in my collection. It is a diamond watch. And I haven't worn another watch. Well, I wore a Seiko yesterday for about 30 minutes, and I put this one back on. So thank you very much, Robert, for that wonderful gift, and thank you for your prayers and support for the ministry. I am joyful because I keep my face in the Bible and not in the TV. If I keep my face in the TV, boy, this would be the saddest time in the history of America. I mean, I'm seeing violence that I haven't seen since I was a kid growing up in South Central LA. People beating innocent people while they're rioting, throwing bricks, and it's a horrible thing that in the riot sections where people were rioting, somebody had already delivered piles of bricks there. Pallets of bricks being delivered to the riot sites. So this is not something that is happening sporadically. This thing is organized. The Antifa people and the Black Lives Matters people are all involved in this foolishness, and they're trying. And I listened to Dr. Pachinik. He said this is an old systematic way to ruin a government and to ruin a country if you want to get rid of the leader. And I forget what the systematic thing is, but it's how to systematically start riots all over a nation, and so that you can have a reason to get rid of that leader. So this is all planned by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, which are both financed by George Soros, who was one of the people that said he enjoyed sending people to concentration camps and selling Jews, even though he says, "I'm a Jew myself, but I enjoyed it. It was not hard for me at all." And so when you're talking about George Soros, you're talking about really a true demon. And he's also started, he also financed and started the Black Hebrew Israelites. And so the Black Hebrew Israelites, their financing was coming from the same person that was killing Jews during the Holocaust, trying to tell Black people that they're really the true Jews, right? And so we got one of our friends that got swept up into this, and the problem is they really sweep women up into it because it's an opportunity to meet guys and get married if you're single.
Yeah.
And it's just pure stupidity, because you're gonna trade hell for an opportunity to meet a cool Black guy, and you might even get married. But they're supposed to be able to marry more than one. So if you're not the only one they marry, don't be shocked.
Ignorant guy.
Yeah. So here we are on the 3rd of June, This is the 51st day after the after Nisan 17, okay? So, or after the Sabbath. So this is the 51st day on my count, okay? The Jews had it 3 or 4 days ago. And if you listen to Dr. Berry, he has it, it's today's the fourth, the next 2 days on June 6th. So, and then you have the really crazy people, and I'm not saying Dr. Berry's crazy, but the other ones that are really crazy who are saying, hey, matter of fact, you, when you finally got to the 50th day, the Bible says you're supposed to now count an additional 50 days. And it never said that. It says number the 50th day as being Pentecost. You don't count. But you know, when you're translating in English, you'd see the number the 50th day, you said, oh, we'll translate it as count 50 more days. And then it never says days, it says 50 day, the 50th day, right? It says the 50th day in Hebrew. So I don't know, we get a lot. But it doesn't matter to me. My big thing to this is that the wheat harvest is the time of the church, and this is the time of the summer season, and Jesus Christ says, but when you see all this, know that summer is near. Okay, and then we have one taken, one left, and the one taken and one left happens at the time where they're grinding at the meal. So, like I said, these are all summer things. And then even in Micah, it's saying before the early fruit bloomed, that the righteous people had disappeared. So you've got three clues that are telling you that the rapture is a early summertime event. And so I'm looking for the rapture still at any minute, any moment. And so I'm going to keep bow-wowing and roofing and doing everything I can to make people aware of the fact that they need to be ready, that Jesus is coming. Okay, let's get into this. Let me pray. And I know it's not Thursday morning, so I'm gonna pray a little bit in Hebrew, but I know it's not Thursday morning. But Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I just wanna thank you for this day. Thank you for the message that you have for your people today. Thank you for all of the members and all of the supporters, Father God, which you know me and Pastor Ben do not take lightly, because we, for 15 years, you were our support, and you were we thank you, Father God, that you saw us to be an open house for people to come and find Jesus, even before there was Facebook or YouTube support. But you sustained us in the wilderness with the same pair of shoes on, Father God, for 15 years before we met anybody on YouTube. And we want to thank you, Father God, that you have been our provider. But now you've brought forth, Father, your army of people, Father God. And we thank you for their support and for their prayers. And we continue to pray for them until we have this cloud party, Father God. And we are waiting for you. We are loving your word. We are loving seeing what you're doing, Father God. And we are seeing the world and the book of Revelation come true in front of us. Protect us, Father. Keep us, Father God, until he who takes us out of here, the Holy Spirit takes us out. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you for your word today. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, anachnu tefilim. V'gam anei rotze tefila b'shvil hakol anashim b'Yisrael, Abba. Anei rotze yodnim le'yodia Yeshua HaMashiach atzmichim. For themselves, Father God. I want them to know Yeshua for themselves, Father God. And rather that comes now, or rather it comes after the tribulation, Father God, we'll one day, Yom Echad, Anachnu Echad Mishvacha Biachad, Torah Balakai Adonai, B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach Anachnu Tefillin. All right, and we are done. Let's pray. I mean, let's get into the word today. Okay. what the Lord may want me to do tomorrow, and not today, but God put it on my heart, is to take you through the process of why the United States of America is seeing so much trouble right now, okay? Because this has been an incredible spiritual war that took place that began because Hillary did not win the presidency. And when Hillary did not win the presidency, the demonic world went crazy. You know, they were crying. You had demons on TV crying like, I thought she would win. You had witches around the world gathering themselves saying, well, we've got to gather and pray a curse against Donald Trump. And you had all kinds of demons that were coming against. Why did he win? We thought Hillary, our satanic witch, was going to win, but no, Donald Trump won. So all the witches got together and they said, we're gonna pray against Donald Trump. And then you saw all the Hollywood stars that are involved in pedophilia and demonic worship. They started praying against Donald Trump and cursing him out on TV. I didn't even know Robert De Niro you could use that type of language when he talked regularly, but he hated Trump, and all the celebrities Madonna started coming out and saying that, you know, how much she hated him. And so this whole hatred for Donald Trump became evident as soon as he won the president. And then they said, well, how can we get him out? We can say that the Russians helped him, and that the whole thing, so they got the whole Russian thing, and they said, well, this will be able to impeach him and it'll get him out of there, and then we could go back to our old satanic fun of pedophilia and snatching children and selling drugs and making sure that we're the rich people until we, you know, bring these people under submission. Because they had a planned pandemic for 2020 already before. So Fauci was able to say in 2017, well, I know that this president's going to have a surprise pandemic. Mm-hmm. And he says this in 2017. So you've got to look at the whole picture of what's going on in the world. And now we have this thing. They go, Russia, oh, it didn't work. All right, we'll impeach him because he made a bad phone call. And then that didn't work. And then they said, oh my goodness, that didn't work. Okay, bring on the plandemic. I mean, the pandemic. And then they brought the plandemic on. And then now Trump's reopening the businesses, and people are, and the NBA is talking about coming back, and they're talking about having sports again. And they're going, oh my goodness, the plandemic's not working. Bring on the race riot. And then now they systematically, man. And he chooses the guy that he's going to murder. This guy who said, and if you guys believe that he committed suicide in prison, because they said he already committed suicide, right? The police officer.
No.
They said, oh yeah, just like Jeffrey Epstein, he's committed suicide in prison. Yeah, so they're saying he committed suicide.
Yeah.
But this is an Illuminati guy, a Freemason guy, and say, oh, we'll do the same thing for him that we did with—
So he can't talk.
Right, yeah, we'll do the same thing for him that we did for Jeffrey Epstein. We'll suicide him in prison. We'll give him a ticket to Bora Bora, and then everything will be, you know. But you look what you were able to do for us. And now we got Antifa people waiting in every major city
with
pallets of bricks and ready to cause trouble, not just in Minnesota. We have them all over the United States, because now we're going to have this great race war that we tried to get with Obama, but he wasn't able to pull it off. But now we're going to get it pulled off, and then we'll get the military in the world, and then hopefully that'll get Trump out of there. Then we can go back to our satanic pedophilia and all of this stuff that we were doing before he became president. Oh. And so now I'm with our friend who's in Japan, who says, the president of the United States needs to tell the people why all this is happening. This is all a protective mechanism to keep them in power and get rid of Donald Trump out of power because they're not able to do the same satanic things that they were doing before he came in. And so I'm letting you know as much as I can that all of your presidents before Donald Trump were satanic, Illuminatus, pedophiles, and everything. Then Trump came in and ruined their whole systematic thing. It was supposed to be Hillary, and then she would have continued. She had already grabbed all the kids from Haiti. She had already grabbed all these children all from all over the world, and it was just going on. So now you get this big wrench in their whole machine.
Monkey wrench.
And he states from the very beginning that he's going to stop human trafficking and child pedophilia throughout the world. And it started, right? The girl from the Superman show gets arrested. NextVM, all over the world, they had pedophile rings, and they used the United States military to bring them all down. Then, all of a sudden, you're getting all these child pedophiles that are getting arrested. And then John of God gets arrested, who is Oprah's best friend, and nobody even says what happened to the 600 children that he had in cages there. That wasn't on the news. They just went, oh, he got arrested. And he was a fake healer. But the CNN didn't say he has all of these, it's a child pedophilia ring, and that he 600 kids in cages where he had this farm. No one said that. But this was what's going on. And he got arrested, and the United States military tore that thing down and released all those children. And then and with the NextVM thing, that was all over the world. So those children got released, and then that child pedophilia. And then they finally got their big one. They got Epstein. And he had it going on in different islands and in New Mexico. And so now they were able to now have Epstein there and then expose that Bill Clinton and all of these people had been traveling in these stars and all of these stars and all of these Hollywood stars were still going to this island. So, of course, then he commits suicide, and now what do you have? You have a war that is just continuing. And so, as it continues, we have to keep praying for the president, who went to the St. John's Church the other day and declared that we stand on the Bible and we will not let fear interfere with what God is doing, because in his understanding, and it's a great understanding, but he has one understanding that is not true, is that he's not going to be able to save America. And he's not going to be able to keep the Antichrist from coming, but he's doing his very best to slow him down until the church leaves. Yeah. And so with that, I'm going to explain to you guys one thing, and we'll have to do that in Revelation chapter 13. Don't you just love when you have everything organized the way you want it, when you go to Bible study and you get there and the Lord says, I don't want to talk about any of that. Because that's what's happening right in front of your very eyes. Yes. You think about it. You had Bush Jr., the Clintons. You had 9/11. You had all of this stuff going on all around the world. And you're like, wow. These people, you know, I don't know why it's hard to convince some people that 9/11 was an organized thing that happened. And so it's so hard to get people to understand that the United States was under attack and that President Trump was a diversion away from their whole plan.
Yes.
And that's why he's the most hated president by the media mm-hmm. since the history of presidents. Okay?
Amen.
How dare he march for pro-life? The crazy, crazy demons. Here we go. In Revelation chapter 13, I'm going to begin reading at the top. And this is what I'm trying to explain to you. And I'll say it when I get to the end, because I don't think the world understands. Well, the people that are saying, I like the Q people because they have a hope, but I'm saying your hope is not based on biblical truth.
Right.
Your hope is that the world will get reset and you'll bring this utopia of greatness of America back, and there'll be no antichrist, and we'll get rid of the whole satanic system. And I'm telling you, you are betting against the word of God, and it ain't gonna happen. Okay, so this is what's going to happen, okay? And what you're seeing now is just a diversion until the church gets out of here. It says, I saw a beast coming out of the sea, and he had 10 horns and 7 heads. The 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head, a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion. And the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. Now listen, the dragon is giving the beast his authority.
Yeah.
So there's somebody already in the first 3.5 years mm-hmm. that has already begun the tribulation.
Amen.
When the beast shows up, the dragon gives his power over to the beast because the beast wants Jerusalem, okay? Now, let's continue. It says this in verse 3. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed after the beast. Men worshiped the dragon because he had given his authority to the beast. And they also worshiped the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. That's 3.5 years. That's Psalms chapter 21, 24. We'll get back to that. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. So he's cursing out even the Christians who left the earth, okay? And he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. What saints? The tribulation saints. Those who have now decided that Jesus Christ really is God and who have now decided you have to really live for him to survive this. Okay? So he overcomes these saints and conquers them. And remember, Jesus said that the church will never be overconquered. Okay? We'll be never over. So he's not overcoming the church. He's overcoming the tribulation saints. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, nations. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. You hear that? All whose names have not been written in the book of life, okay, belonging to the Lamb. That it said, that was slain from the creation of the world. So all of the people of the earth are going to submit to the beast,
yes.
Okay, and to his system. This is coming. Now, the beast is the last 42 months, which is the last part of the tribulation. The first part of the tribulation, guess who's controlling the world? The dragon.
Yeah.
He just happens to give his power to the beast. And remember, when the first seal is released, he goes out to conquer.
Yeah.
Okay? So the dragon is going out to bring the world under submission, and then when the beast comes, he's going to give that power over to the beast, and now they're going to go, he's going to try and go and sit in Jerusalem and announce himself to be God.
Amen.
Okay, let's continue. It says in verse 9, "He who has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed." Okay? So he's telling you the protection against you because you now believe in Jesus is not going to be there. You are living in a system and a time that does not protect you from the beast and the Antichrist system.
Amen.
Understand that when you say, "I'm confessing Jesus," but Matthew 16, 18 tells you the church will not be overcome. So these people are not part of the church.
Amen.
Okay? Now, it says, this calls for patience, endurance, and faithfulness on the part of the saints. Remember, there are three types of saints that end up in heaven. The called, those who took the invitation that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you.
Yeah.
The chosen, those who God chose to reject Christ so that the door to the kingdom could be opened through the crucifixion. And he says, and the faithful. These are the faithful, those that keep their confession all the way to death.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So this is what the scriptures is talking about when it says that he that endures to the end will be saved. It's talking about tribulation saints, but that because they have to be faithful to their confession all the way to death. Okay? The church is not seeing any of this. So if you email me and says, the word says that the church goes through the tribulation, I'm not going to answer that email. I'm just going to say, you need to go back and listen to other, or I'll just send you a teaching that helps you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to sit there typing a whole message out to let you know something that is simplistic in the Bible, and you can also watch this video. Okay, now, in verse 11, it says, "Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast, and on his behalf, and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast, who was wounded by the sword and yet lived.
Yeah.
He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in his hand or in his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the number of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number, it is a man's number, and his number is 666. Now, this, what I just read to you, is going to happen.
Yeah.
I did not read to you anything in this system that said that Donald Trump and the Q system are going to reset the world to a utopia, and you'll be able to get gas for a dollar, and everything's going to be reset back into its thing. Okay. It is a valiant fight. I love the fight.
Yeah.
It has caused the Antichrist to panic.
Yeah.
And some of the members to run.
I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm sorry. That's me. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Now, some of them are panicking and they are running because they know that their time is up. And they know that the United States military is for the first time fighting for America.
Yes.
We refuse to go to Iraq or Iran or China to start a war, okay? Because they're busy arresting cabalists and freeing children from tunnels and freeing people from this foolishness. But now we're dealing with an invisible enemy. And the invisible enemy is spiritual, but it's called the lie.
Yeah.
The lie is the pandemic. The lie is that now we're having this big race riot throughout the United States. Now, I want you to know this. No other country is going through what the United States is going through. Why? Because their focus is on the center point of the attack against Satanism.
Yeah.
And the center point of attack against Satanism is the United States of America and the president that you elected, Donald Trump.
Yep.
Marching for pro-life. canceling finances to the World Health Organization for their role in planning a pandemic. How dare he?
I didn't think he is.
Having prayer day, getting rid of Obama's Muslim room. Mm-hmm. How dare he? All of this craziness. And then he does something, and my friend says he could have done anything else and they would not have been as mad.
Yeah.
But he stood there and said, I am saying all churches are to be opened now. And everyone is to go back to church and start serving God now. And by that, people are back in church praying once again for the nation and releasing angels to help fight with the war.
Yeah.
And now we're in this spiritual battle. The church is still in the world. We are on the 51st day of Pentecost. So now, after the 50 day count. And now we are in this early summer portion, which is the portion of the wheat harvest, which of course Ruth gets married after the wheat harvest. And I have no idea, because even the first resurrection did not happen on the first day of unleavened bread. It didn't happen to the third or fourth day of unleavened bread. So I'm patient, I'm waiting for God. I've been in this long enough to understand that none of us know the exact day or hour, but we do know the season,
yeah.
And we do know that we have to stay ready, and we do know that we have to be looking for the Lord's return. Now, staying ready is righteous living. That's what staying ready is. You're staying ready. You say, but we're none of us are righteous. Some of us are sinning. You can repent. Ain't nobody tell you can't repent. Repentance places you back in right standing with God.
Yeah.
So don't tell me you can't be perfect, because you can repent.
That's right.
And if David was perfect and David repented,
yeah,
you definitely can repent.
Amen.
And unless you've done worse than David.
I don't know, bro.
I've done some things, but I was like, David, that was, you know, God don't want to hear about it, because David was a perfect man. So you can repent.
Amen.
All right. And you can stay in relationship with God. And the other thing the Lord has me to in my placed in my heart, if you get away from the doctrine of Jesus Christ,
yeah,
you have left the body of Christ. And some of you are losing your doctrine. The people that have gone over to Black Hebrew Israelites, they're outside of the doctrine of Jesus Christ. They think they are, but Jesus didn't die for black people. And so that's not Jesus' doctrine. You understand? And Jesus has a group of people that are back in Israel and came back in 1948, okay? And fulfilled prophecy in 1967 and fulfilled prophecy in 1917. So God already knows who his people are. Yeah. So if you've taken on this false religion of black Hebrew Israelites, you will see the tribulation, yeah, and you will realize then, and you will get on your knees and say, I'm not Jewish.
Right.
I'm not an original Hebrew Israelite. Okay? But if you want to continue in that foolishness, you can go ahead, because Hades is not prejudiced against any race of people. Okay? It's not prejudice at all.
You can take anybody.
Okay.
Amen.
How much time do I have, Pastor Ben? I've been yapping.
You have 15 minutes.
Ooh, child. Why are you saying?
You asked me.
Okay. Okay, we want to talk about a couple of things here.
Is this going to be part two tomorrow?
This is going to have to be, well, I don't know. Let me see how much we can get in of this, because God may give me something different for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
I'm just watching this thing, Pastor Ben, and you know, when the whole thing that went down in China Lake, and they brought the military, and people up in China Lake was like, why are all these military vans and trucks and tanks here in China Lake? And then all of a sudden, China Lake has a 4-point-something earthquake, well, explosion, and then they rescue all these children, and then it's like, we had an earthquake in China Lake, but the military was here in big numbers before. And then in Utah, they said, why is all the military here in Utah? And then all of a sudden you had a big earthquake, and then all these kids get rescued from these underground tunnels. And then, so you have the whole thing happen in Utah. And then 2 weeks ago in Area 51, which is a Nephilim hub, they have another 6.5 earthquake, nuclear control, nuclear bombs of underground facilities, and nothing happens again. And then you're like, well, those are strange places for earthquakes to just, yeah, all of a sudden pop up.
Yeah.
But I keep trying to tell you, there's a military and spiritual war going on other than what you see.
Yeah.
And the guy that they really just wish they could get rid of is still in the White House and is slated for a new election. Because if the American people better realize, if he was not in office, each and every one of you would already be standing in line waiting for your vaccination.
Yep.
I guarantee you that.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you not that Jeffrey Epstein would still be doing the exact same thing he was doing before his false suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you that none of those children would be released, and that we wouldn't have over 17,500 pedophile arrests throughout the world, and we would not have 34,000 children living under protection by the United States military and another group called Underground Railroad. Okay, we would not have any of that, okay? Look up Underground Railroad and support them if you can, because they are part of this fight, and they are ex-military people who have taken a stand against pedophilia throughout the world. So, we're living in some very strange times, and we know that. The riots are planned because
pallets of bricks.
I don't know.
Pallets.
Every state is saying in the riot area, there have been delivered their pallets of bricks. Who
does that? I've never heard of that before, ever.
If it was random, who put the bricks there? But, you know, we're going to start a race war throughout California. And this strategy, which Dr. Pachinik told me what the strategy was yesterday, this strategy has been used to bring down governments all around the world, and that's what you're seeing. So they're trying to still get rid of what? That guy who won the presidency. We got to get him out of there.
Can't nobody move the bricks?
Huh?
Nobody can't come by and just move the bricks, just take them away?
By the time, you know, they got all these Antifa people standing around it, and they're waiting for enough people to get there, and then when they get there, then they pull down the little things that were hiding the bricks, and they pull all the bricks out, and then they start making this be a more violent and not a peaceful protest. So, you know, but
wow.
Welcome to the war.
Yeah.
Welcome to the last days. Welcome to the airport, because the church is leaving. Because this is crazy. All right. Now I got less than that. So I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about tomorrow and how we're going to go through this, okay? We're going to talk about, because this is not the worst time in the history of the world. I just want you to know. And Jesus Christ himself says this. The Great Tribulation is the worst time that the world will ever see and has never been seen. So I'm going to tell you about the worst time in the world before the Great Tribulation and the tribulation begins, okay? The worst time in the world was from 1901 to the present day of 2020.
Yeah.
It's been the worst time in the world. How did it begin? And what was going on at that time? You had all of these wars taking place from the 1900s. In 1914, you had the first World War. Then after that, you had continuous wars. But then what you had was, before 1914, you had an attack against the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And Russia was killing Jewish people like crazy. From 1903 to 1906, were killing Jewish people like, I mean, it didn't start in Germany. They started killing Jews in Russia first. And then after, I think 1906 or 1907, some Jews had sided with these Russians, but God was really upset about that whole thing of them siding with Russia at the time. But then World War I comes. Then the scripture says, from Jesus Christ, says what? It says, this is the beginning of trouble.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 24. When you see wars and rumors of wars, when you see nations rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, he said, this is the beginning of sorrows.
Yeah.
Why was it the beginning of sorrow? Because after 1914, in 1933, 19 years later, and God had already knew it would be 19 years later, mm-hmm. Hitler became Chancellor of Germany.
Yes.
And then in 1939, a full-fledged Holocaust and World War II began, okay? And so from 1939 to 1945, you had the murder of 6 million Jews and the murder of anybody who was trying to come against what Hitler or he deemed not a true Nazi or a pure Nazi, because he was under a religious crazy thing that he was even following, that he had to kill off everyone that wasn't a true Aryan Nazi. Okay, so you had these 6 million Jews being murdered, and then now, I spoke about this in Korax for the, in 1943, I didn't know this, you should watch the movie Valkyrie, and it's a movie about the attempted murder or the attempted assassination of Hitler. They tried to kill him in 1942 or 43. They put a bomb on his plane,
and
disguising it as a bottle of a gifted bottle of wine. And they put the bomb inside of there, but the bomb didn't go off in 1943. And so Hitler, the plane lands, and they said, oh, by the way, it didn't go off because you gave him the wrong your wrong case. So now you got to get that you got to get that case back from them, right? So now they get this case of wine back from him, and but the bomb was in there. It's just they didn't have the ability to set the bomb off. So that suicide attempt did not work, and I have a point for all of this. Then in 1944, they tried another assassination attempt, placing a bomb right next to him while he was giving a speech.
Yes.
Someone pushed the bomb further under the table because it was inside of a briefcase, and the desk was a heavy desk, and it protected Hitler from being assassinated in 1944. Now, tomorrow, as we're reading from 1939 to 1945, the Jews don't get any relief from their struggle until 1945. If Hitler had been assassinated in 43, they were going to release the people from the concentration camps, mm-hmm. and take over Germany. If he had been assassinated in 1944, they were going to release the people from the concentration camp and reset Germany. But the Bible said, and God says, I'm always watching over my word. The Bible said in Psalms 145 that Israel will not get any relief until 1945. And so they weren't even able to assassinate him, even though the people that were trying to assassinate him were Christian ministers who were involved, who were in the military, who said, we must do something because he's killing all these people.
They couldn't
do anything about it, okay? And so understand that they could not assassinate him because the word of God must stand above man's plans.
Amen.
Okay? So I'm not trying to make the rapture happen before God's ready, but I'm letting you know we're in the time and the season. They 9 months later, after the 1944 assassination, God did move because his word said, this is the time that I'm going to move.
Amen.
And at that time, the military from the United States came in and Hitler committed suicide and the whole nine. And in 1945, they were released from the concentration camps. And then the whole process came to reviving them and getting them back into the nation of Israel,
yes.
Which happened three years later.
Amen.
Which is three is always the time of resurrection and life. Okay, I should be out of time by now.
You actually have like 2.5 minutes.
Okay, good deal. The name of the documentary is called Bochefer. And it's on a YouTube called Encourage TV. I thank Marcus he gave me a YouTube television that shows only Christian movies.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Encourage TV. And, you know, I apologize because some Christian movies, man, the acting is so bad. You're like, oh, my goodness. Makes you want to go back to watching regular TV. But they got some very good Christian movies on there as well. Okay. And so that documentary is on there, spelled Bonhoeffer, Bonhoeffer. Documentary, and that's on that Encourage TV.
B-O-N?
Yeah. Bonhoeffer. It's a documentary about the Christians who tried to assassinate Hitler. And it's on a thing called Encourage TV. So if you can watch that. You can also watch the movie, but it has one profanity word in it, and I don't like to hear profanity, and I endured that one word because I was trying to watch this, actually what happened.
Right.
Okay. And that's about it for today. Tomorrow at Rishon Messianic Bible College, or Bible Club, we are going to talk about three things, and then one, a specific moment of prophecy that came true. And the one we're going to talk about is the book of Hosea and God's prophecy in the book of Hosea, which is the Holocaust, okay? And we're going to talk about the book of Esther, which is a prophecy about Haman, a man trying to kill all the Jews, which it's about, guess what? The Holocaust. And we're going to talk about Psalms 39 to 45, the actual 6 years, and how the Jews cried out to God, but were not relieved until 1945. And of course, the last thing, which is the A, is we'll talk about God's prophecy of 1917 and Jerusalem belonging to the Jews, 1967, Jerusalem belonging to the Jews, the Six-Day War, and 2017, the president that the demons hate announced that Jerusalem belongs to the Jews. Okay, so you have to see God controlling the world through his word to understand that the God that you serve is real, yeah. Okay? And when you understand that he's real, you won't play games with this or leave the doctrine or try to find out another way of salvation. You'll know that a God that you have never seen has controlled history from the beginning to the present day and is still controlling it, because it tells you in Psalms 120, which is for the year 2020, deliver us from lies. Yeah. And if we ain't been lied to, somebody's lying. All right? So let's pray out. Amen. And thank you guys for joining us on this early day of Bible study. We're sorry we had to do it early, because if we're out later, somebody might pull me over. Mm-hmm. Pastor Sandy already been in a fight with the police, so I don't want to see it. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. So let's pray out. Here, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you for today's Bible study. We pray, Father God, that more people will get to see the Bible study. And as it's up tonight, some people will see it later. But we pray, Father God, that they will be encouraged, and they'll be encouraged to wait on you and for our Lord and Savior to come down and call us up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.